your shit.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Well, but there's another one in...
Oh, down south or yeah. Near Madison. I got you. Okay. All right. Thank you, Anna. All right. Well, that's... I wonder which one we're closer to. Hey, we got a fun week coming up next week on Nightlight, folks. Some great guests, as usual. Todd Michaels will be here. We're going to be talking about aliens, which supposedly exist now, according to a new documentary. Todd will set the record straight. Dave Hansen, the brewmaster at Flicks Brewhouse in Madison, will be joining us. Christina Laurie from Up North News does great work. Scott Clace, actor from the show Bosch Legacy, who has been on every single season, is going to join us on Wednesday. Rob Thomas. Mike Toomey makes the popcorn pick of the week. A really fun week next week, too. But we got a whole hour to go here before we fully embrace the weekend. And Paul, the In Applause, is helping us do that right now. So, Paul, I had a big question for you. So, I don't know where to start. Let's talk about your videos. Before we get back into some of the more fun food stuff, how much effort goes into that? When you're cutting, like Rob Brackenridge was here last night, comedian from Appleton. Sure. He did a quick video with us and he said, well, I have to edit it first. Now, I've edited things, but never TikTok videos or Instagram videos. How much work goes into that? How long does it take?
Quite a bit. You know, for a 1 minute video, because that's what I try on TikTok. It's right around a minute. Okay. So I would say there's probably 45 minutes to an hour worth of editing, voiceover work, choosing the correct audio.
Yeah.
Because it's like I choose my music and it's whatever music is going to be the feel for that video. So
okay.
it takes about an hour just for editing.
No kidding.
Yep.
For a one-minute video.
For a one-minute video.
I don't even have the attention span to sit through a one-minute video, so.
Yeah, I don't know how I don't know how some people do, you know, movies. I can't even imagine now. Yeah. I understand why that takes 6 months.
I've done movies, and it takes forever. It is a very tedious process. That's why it's more appealing when you make little, like, what, they used to be Vines, and then there was Twitch. Right. TikTok now is the big thing. But, yeah, it seems like it would be more rewarding to shoot something and have it up that day. Like,
right.
Boom, you know? Do you get to eat for free when you go to some of these places?
Nope.
Do they notice you? No?
See? No, and that's okay. Yeah. I'm there to support these small businesses, so I'm just happy to do that.
Yeah, good for you. So is there somewhere you haven't been yet in Wisconsin that you're dying to go to or you can't wait to see it?
The Apostle Islands.
Oh, nice.
I have not done that yet.
Me either.
And it's what's cool about the Apostle Islands is, like, if you go in summer, it's a completely different experience than if you go in winter.
Right.
So it's so cool.
And they have those caves there you can kayak through, right? That looks just incredible. Yep. Is that Bayfield?
Yeah, Bayfield area, yeah.
You think the bugs are bad up there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what is the best pie? Oh, I asked you that.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite, or was that your saying that's the best?
No, I'm Belgian.
Oh, okay.
And so, well, specifically Wallonian Belgian.
Yeah.
So that's getting real deep Wisconsin.
Wow.
So that's where my family heritage, and I grew up eating those pies from that area, and I love them.
Is it nice to be part of an ethnicity that doesn't have a negative connotation? Like, nobody ever says, oh, that guy's Belgian. Why not for him? Honestly, that's like,
sure.
You guys are friendly and there's no, you don't really carry any baggage into a new friendship when you tell someone you're Belgian.
We're known for our beer and chocolate. So, hey.
And waffles.
And waffles. So, that's right.
All right. There you go. What is the most bizarre place in Wisconsin you've seen?
Oh, God. That's got to be House on the Rock.
Yeah?
Yeah. That place is wild.
I have never been there either, and that's been on my list for years.
Oh, yeah. It's so odd. But you're kind of in awe when you go there.
Yeah.
It's so different. It's way different than anything you'll ever see.
All right. Best microbrewery.
Boy, let's go with Omega Brewing Works in Omro. It's the tiniest tap room you've ever seen. I think they can fit maybe 10 people in it. But they really? Are actually starting to win awards for some of the best beer coming out of Wisconsin.
Oh, so that's fantastic.
No one knows about them. Go there. Go there if all you right. like craft beer.
But be one of the 10 to get
be
in.
One of the 10.
All right. Favorite city in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, that's tough. Let's go with Eau Claire. Or not Eau Claire. La Crosse. La Crosse.
I'm not surprised. A lot of people that I've had on the show, I don't ask them that question, but just because it's on the Mississippi and it's a little more hilly, what do you like about Eau Claire? Is it a people thing or more?
I mean La Crosse. I accidentally said Eau Claire. But for me, La Crosse, it's for the size city that it is, it seems so much bigger.
Okay.
And their downtown is incredible. It's a really good foodie city. So if you're looking for good restaurants, they have a number of breweries there. If you're an active person, a ton of opportunities for hiking.
Oh, trails,
and
right? Yeah,
trails everywhere. Yeah. Getting out, doing kayaking on the Mississippi, fishing. Just
wow.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Conrad, we got a road trip. all right. So Paul, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Van Amplas is here. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. Check it out on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. He's got quite a following. His videos have gone viral. I've never even gotten a sniff of a viral video. In fact, when I see other people's viral videos, they just get pulled. It's like I'm a cancer for viral videos. Paul has agreed to take our Wisconsin quiz. And again, now this is not, there's no studying required, Paul. I think you'll probably do okay. We've had some people crush it and a couple people that just did okay, but it's just a fun quiz. So it's multiple choice.
All right.
And Conrad, you get the bell ready. All right. Paul Van Amplas, founder, Wonderfully Wisconsin. Taking the new, we should rename this, the Wonderfully Wisconsin quiz. Do you have any sponsorships open for?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. We can work it out.
It'll cost you $5,000 a week. All right. The first kindergarten classes in the U.S. were held in what city in 1856 at the home of a German couple?
Boy, I think that's Watertown, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Where's my bell? We got to go stereo on that. Where's the bell? Oh, here we go. All right, one more time, Conrad. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, Paul is one for one. Number two, focusing on a group of six teenagers' lives in Point Place, Wisconsin, 50 years ago, what's the name of the groovy, Fox period sitcom that starred Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
That 70s Show.
We don't even have to read the multiple choices. He's just crushing it right out of the gate. Two for two. Number three, Delavan, Wisconsin is the location of the factory that produces what brand of rectangular chocolate mint candies?
I do believe that's Andes.
And we were worried about him. Like, we didn't want to embarrass him, and he's like embarrassing us. All right. Number four. No peeking, Paul. What tear-inducing satire news site was founded by two students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1988?
The one, the only, The Onion.
Bam! Is anyone else's ears ringing? What's going on here? All right. Yeah. Number five. The first cheesehead was not worn at a Green Bay Packers game, but instead at a game for what baseball team? A, Chicago Cubs. B, Fond du Lac Spiders. C, Milwaukee Brewers. I'm sorry, C, Milwaukee Braves. D, Milwaukee Brewers.
That's the Brewers.
How did you know that?
Oh, I'm a big baseball fan.
Okay. I guess I believe you. All right. Number six. Paul is 5 for 5, crushing the wonderfully Wisconsin quiz, aptly named for his endeavors. During the summer, the population of Door County reaches blank the number of year-round residents. Is it A, 5 times, B, 20 times, C, 100 times, D, 10 times?
Boy, that's tough. I'm going to go with 20 times.
I'm sorry, Paul. It's D, 10 times. I would have, this is embarrassing. The first time I saw that, I would have guessed 100 times because I've been there in the summer.
Oh, it seems like it.
It really does. And 10 doesn't seem like that much, but it really is, though.
Wow.
But, all right, you're still doing very well. I would say, what is 5 out of 6? That's like a B+, right?
Yeah.
Or a B?
Yeah.
All right, you got time to bring your grade up. Lots of time left in the semester here. Number 7. Soviet satellite Sputnik 4 fell out of orbit in 1962, and while most of it burned up on reentry, a 20-pound piece of debris crashed to the ground in what city? Do I even have to read them?
No, I stood right on the spot. It's Manitowoc.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, right in the middle of the road. It's cool.
Manitowoc is correct. When I went there, I thought there was going to be more, like a big plaque and pictures, and it's just this little round ring in the, because it's in the road, they can't do much, but it's really cool to see that.
They have a festival called Sputnik Fest, and it's one of the funkiest festivals in the United States.
It really is. It's very bizarre. I judged a costume contest there last year, and I don't know what happened, but I wore shorts. It was October, and I think I got hypothermia because everybody else there was in costume. I don't know what I was thinking, but it is a really fun festival. All right, number 8. Paul is 6 for 7, Conrad?
7 for 8.
7 for 8. No, because we've only read 7 questions.
Okay, yeah, you said it right.
It's a good thing you're not celebrating the other Pi Day because, okay, number 8, the first ever Flag Day was celebrated in what county?
Oh, man, let's go with Ozaki. It's probably Dane. Oh, okay.
Wow. All right, Paul is 7 for 8. I think if you get 9 for 10, everybody needs to go follow Wonderfully Wisconsin right now. Just a suggestion, right? It's a good way to help. All right, how are we doing on time, Connor? Are we good? Can we keep you through one more quick break? It's like a minute long, and then we have then we have to kick you out, Paul.
Okay.
I know you want to stay, but all right. Number 9, celebrated on April 22nd, Earth Day was created by then-Wisconsin U.S. Senator A, Gaylord Nelson, B, Aaron Rodgers, C, Tammy Baldwin, or D, Scott Lucas.
I believe that's Gaylord Nelson.
Wow. There's not even enough bells to go around. All right, we're going to stop right there. We're going to do a very quick break, and then Paul's got 6 more questions. We got to be able to bang that out in the last segment before the news. Paul Vandenplaats is here, folks. Check him out at Wonderfully Wisconsin. Great channel. We're coming right back.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sorry, I got carried away. Going to the text line, what is your favorite kind of pie? Kate from the 715 says chocolate pie. That's a great answer. No derivative, just chocolate pie. If there's chocolate in pie, I think I said chocolate cream pie initially.
Yeah.
Before key lime reared its beautiful head. Bridget from the 818 says, my favorite pie is pumpkin pie with lots of whipped cream on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and any other day during the year, the best. Well, that narrows it down. Thank you, Bridget, from the 818. Those are great texts. Terry Barr coming up in just a few minutes after the news for a Bar Band Friday night. Love the music Terry is bringing tonight and can't wait to talk to her about that. But right now, we have a few more minutes with our new friend, Paul Vandenplaus, who is taking our Wisconsin quiz. And is he 9 for 10, Conrad, or 8 for 9?
8 for 9.
8 for 9. All right. You ready, bud? All right. Number 10. What is the motto for Wisconsin? A, deer are near. B, beer for all. C, forward. D, whoop, sorry, I didn't see you there.
As much as I want to answer D, it's C, forward.
This isn't even, you could do this in your sleep, dude. 9 for 10. Paul Vandenplaus, check out Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's here in the studio tonight taking the, this might be the first time we've ever given this quiz in person.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it true?
Yeah.
All right. Mark this day. Paul, big day. Number 11, where was the first Quick Trip?
Eau Claire.
I'm not surprised you got that one. In what Wisconsin city was the typewriter invented in 1867? Was it A, Beaver Dam, B, Beloit, C, Kiel, D, Milwaukee?
That's tough, but let's go with Milwaukee.
Damn. All right. Instincts. He's embarrassing us, Conrad. Let me go back to the drawing board here. What is the state wildlife animal? Is it A, badger, B, white-tailed deer, C, elk, D, oriole?
Badger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wildlife animals. So it's probably the white-tailed deer.
That's a tough one. That one in the typewriter. I'm surprised you got the typewriter because I don't think I would have gotten that one. But that the white-tailed deer. Yeah. All right. So Paul is 11 for 13. Very respectable. Number 14, two more questions. What was the highest recorded temperature in Wisconsin on July 13th, 1936?
Oh, boy. Probably D107.
Oh, close. It's 104.
B104.
Oh, man. I'm going to give you just a complimentary. 11 of 14, still nothing to sneeze at. Number 15, what famous actor grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and played an angry green guy? A, Willem Dafoe, B, Chris Farley, C, Mark Ruffalo, D, Harry Houdini.
Oh, that's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, nice. Closing strong. 12 or 15, not bad, Paul. That was a very respectable showing. Hey, this has been fun. We have a couple minutes left, and what I usually do when people come on the show, we talk about TV and movies a lot. Have you seen anything lately that you're excited about when it comes to binge-watching or a movie you saw? Or a kid's movie? You got two kids?
Yeah, I would say just Wisconsin theme, Green and Gold.
Yeah.
Incredible movie. It was nice. Very good. Very good. But no, my wife and I are watching Severance. Unbelievable. Love that show.
I got to check that out. Everybody that comes on the show talks about Severance.
Oh, it is good.
Why is it so good? Tell people, if they're listening, what you like about it. I don't know much about it. I know there's like, it's a science fiction type show, right?
Yeah.
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 That's about all I know.
I don't know. The cinematography is great on it. There's just elements of comedy that are just worked deep into it, you know. It's nothing slapstick, you know, it's none of that. And it's a very deep thinking show. You could rewatch it 5 times and you'll just notice different things.
Wow.
It is so good.
So you guys like the same TV shows as husband and wife?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's that like? That must be nice.
It's great.
My wife and I used to be, and now she, like, they call it Netflix cheating. If you find a good show, you just, when the other person's out, you, like, watch all the shows. It's very unfair. So sure. I applaud you. All right. So let's say, all right, last question for you, Paul. What is the most, I think you kind of already answered this, most beautiful area of the state? Did I ask you that? Driftless.
It's Driftless region.
So you make your home in Appleton now. What's your favorite? We've got a couple more minutes. Conrad, what can we ask Paul? What's your favorite small town? 100,000 and 104,000. What's the population of Green Bay? 107?
I don't know.
Favorite small town in Wisconsin?
Oh, boy. That's a loaded question. Well, I particularly like Pulaski. I went to high school there. And just a great farming community, real. Everybody knows everybody, but in a good way. You know, it's not too in your business.
Okay.
And being a part of a farming community, you know, you really get to see what real Wisconsin is like and how giving people are here.
Right.
You know, so I will always be forever grateful to have experienced growing up in a small
community. No wonder you liked Green and Gold so much.
Oh,
it's a great farm story, right?
It hit home.
Do you go to Door County much?
Oh, yeah. My best friend since first grade. He lives there. His whole family's from Southern Door County. His parents met at Southern Door High School. You know, like, so I've spent a lot of time in Southern Door County, Brussels, Namur area.
It's such a beautiful area. And we've had Anders, the director of the film, on the show twice. And both times I forgot to ask him where that farm was.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know where that was because you could kind of see the water from it. And it was just so cool.
Oh, I'm going to figure that out.
All right. Well, continued success. It's been great having you on the show. Thank you for coming to the studio. Just a really fun time and great meeting you, buddy.
Awesome. Likewise. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love coming on here and just getting to talk about Wisconsin and what a great place it is.
There's a lot to talk about. And I don't think people like... You know, I mean, whether you're on a bus traveling around playing high school sports or whatever, or going to the North Woods or in the bigger cities. Here's my last question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. Appleton or Green Bay?
Appleton.
Oh.
Conrad.
I mean, I loved Appleton when I lived there, too. So.
Oh, you live there?
For like a summer, pretty much.
That's a cup of coffee, man. Come on.
I loved it, though. It was fun.
Why? Just because you're raising your kids there? You probably have, or is it the actual city itself?
I think it's a little bit quieter than Green Bay. And there's a lot, you know, it's a good foodie city.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on. Nothing against Green Bay.
No,
I think it's just a little bit
quieter. You got the PAC there. It's very cool.
Absolutely. And, go to catch a T-Grats game, you know.
You have, it's definitely quieter. We sit here and we have mufflers going by outside here. We have to re-record stuff all the time. All right, Paul Vanaplas, this has been a pleasure. I hope you come back sometime and we're going to tweak that quiz. We'll get something going there. But continued success with Wonderfully Wisconsin. Follow him, folks, on all the platforms. We're coming right back on a Bar Band Friday night with our friend Terry Barr. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 120 million Americans on alert for severe weather outbreaks, violent tornadoes across the Midwest and in the Deep South as a cross-country storm moves east. ABC's Matt Rivers.
Wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour, fueling out-of-control fires, walls of dust blinding drivers, and sending trucks flying in the Texas Panhandle.
There it goes. There goes another one.
Multiple 18-wheelers north of Interstate 40 in Amarillo falling like dominoes.
With votes from 10 Democrats, the Senate passed a Republican-led spending bill Friday, hours before a government shutdown, sending it for President Trump's signature. Unfired, sources say some probationary federal workers at the General Services Administration who had been terminated by DOGE got notices on Friday that they are back on the payroll. Four astronauts blasted off on a SpaceX Dragon Friday. Two of them will be replacing the pair who've spent over 8 months on the International Space Station. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a nice 11-5 victory over the Giants in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich with a grand slam home run. That's his third home run in 17 at-bats in spring training. NBA, Bucks at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Marquette is done in the Big East tournament. They lost to the number one seed St. John's last night, 79-63. NFL, defensive back Nate Hobbs arrived in Green Bay to sign his contract and talked about following Keyshawn Nixon and coach Rich Bisaccia from the Raiders to the Packers.
I think that we got a special thing going here. You know, we got some ex-Raiders players, but it's not really about being an ex-Raider. It's about the bond you can build through that. Just going through those certain things that, you know, 1% of the world go through, you get to go through that with people that you've been through it before, and we get to do that again. So I think I'm really excited for it.
That's the Packers' new defensive back, Nate Hobbs, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers, temperatures falling into the upper 30s. For tonight, chance of rain showers changing over to snow, lows around 25. It'll be breezy today and tonight. Sunny and breezy for Sunday with a high near 42 and 60s for Monday.
Currently, 53 degrees.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Kind of like Terry and I are kind of co-hosts of Bar Band Friday Night. I feel like I have a really fun, cool co-host for 30 minutes every week. When Terry Barr is here, she's the host of Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy and Rocker, and they do a great job. She joins us here every Friday night at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday Night. Great to have you, my friend.
Oh, Pete, how are you? Happy Friday. And the weather, what is going on?
Oh my gosh, it's insane. I was in Madison for 3 days this week, and it was, I think it was 70 on Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. It was beautiful, though. And it's warmer in Green Bay today, I think, than it is in Milwaukee.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, not that Milwaukee's a tropical paradise. I'm just saying, like, you know, we're a little farther north. I don't know. Yes. How are you tonight?
I am so good. Always happy to be here with you and Conrad and all of your amazing listeners. And it's fun because we talk about fun stuff. As the Maxine crew always says, we unplug for from politics for at least a few minutes.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's great to share music with everyone and to get the appreciation for local original music, which I love.
Which, not only that, but I've told you this before on the show, I had no idea there was this much local talent music-wise in Wisconsin. I don't know how you, every week, you show up with someone new that I haven't heard of, and they're great. And not that I'm Mr. Music, but I've, you know, I just feel like I can't believe there are this many undiscovered artists. And maybe on some level they are discovered, but I feel like they should be huge, you know?
I know. I agree. You know, there are times you go to a big concert and you listen and you think, these are amazing artists. Why aren't our artists being recognized for being as amazing? Somebody's going to break through soon. You know, somebody is.
Well, you're certainly doing your part on Max Inc. with a 6-hour radio show every Saturday night. I mean, you guys are definitely trying. Tonight's band, I love this name, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Please tell me where that came from, if you know.
The ladies in this band, they are a trio of amazing women musicians from across southern Wisconsin. They are also in a million other projects, as everyone is.
Yeah.
But each of them brought the name to the band representing one of them. And rarely do you understand or get to know which one is which, Gin, Chocolate, or Bottle Rockets.
Why is that? They want to keep you guessing. Is that on purpose?
I think so, which I'm okay with that. When you see them on stage, they're so great on stage. Very lively, very active, very like pulling you in. But then you wonder, is that the one that's Gin? No, wait, that one's Chocolate. No, that one's Bottle Rockets. And then all of a sudden you realize you keep pointing at the same people and they just kind of love that.
That's great. I noticed on their website, it's not Gin, Chocolate. It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Is there a Gin, Chocolate, or is that just a...
No, there should... maybe they don't know, but there's three people, so there should be Gin for one, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Well, I'm just a weirdo, too. I'm a writer, and I tend to stress over these things. It's just a website. You don't have to...
Where are the commas? How does it look? How does it read? I get it.
This is great, though. I love the title. So they're Madison based. How did you find them?
Beth Killey is the main artist in this group.
Okay.
Beth is in four bands.
Oh, wow.
In the Madison area. She also does Girls Rock Camp Madison and Ladies Rock Camp Madison. So she is so willing to share her talents with everyone else who wants to learn how to be a musician, or at least be a musician for a week or a weekend.
I
feel so fortunate to know Beth. They moved away. Her husband is a doctor, and they moved away when he was doing his internship. And I was so happy when they came back. He's a musician too. They actually met in the UW Madison marching band.
No kid. Oh, that's that's fantastic. Yeah. Speaking of local. Yeah. And this is great. They all sing. Oh, and by the way, if you scroll down the website, it's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. So we can keep trying to guess.
Further down.
All right. So you sent three songs. We picked two. We put our heads together. I liked both of the originals, and I love the cover they did. So why don't we start, Con, with one of their originals? This is a song called Lean, Terry. Is this okay if we start with Lean? All right. Let's lean.
Absolutely.
Let's lean
this
into
this. This is a great way to hear them.
Yeah, this is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. The band Terry Bar on a Bar Band Friday Night is introducing us to tonight here on Nightlight.
Your wrist when you slammed the door, told you, girl, don't you make a scene. They laughed when the music made you cry, and at the times you had to dance and sing. You heard the
Perfect girls never cry, so you stifled every scream. You've been given them the upper hand, and they saw your moment of weakness. You bought their words faithfully, don't fall apart. Don't let them see who you held back, and you kept your head. What about your heart? What about your heart?
Great song. And I was leaning towards the other one. Conrad kind of, he says, no, Lean is great. So I'm glad we went with Lean. Good call, Conrad.
Thank you, Conrad.
Yeah. Not that you would have been upset if we had gone with the others.
No, their original music is incredible. And what a showcase of vocals from these women. Again, I mentioned to you, Pete, Beth Keeley, this is her fourth band.
Yeah.
Along with all the other projects she does. She is a Verona person now, but originally from DePier.
Okay.
Jen Farley, this is her third music project. She's in Madison now, but originally from Cleveland. Huh. And then Shawnee Marks. She also has, this is her third project. She's a Baraboo girl through and through.
Wow.
But they play every instrument you hear, which is ridiculous.
And they sound great, like their voices together. Is this the kind of trio, Terry, that would be willing to come into the studio in Madison when Peach Wabba's in town?
They would probably love it, Peach Wabba.
Well, seriously, though, would they just need, they almost sound like they could do a cappella, but would they just be fine with acoustic guitars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great.
We have had them on Max Inc. in the past, and they came in with keyboard, accordion.
Oh, I love that.
Shawnee from Baraboo plays accordion. And then Jen just brought in like hand percussion instruments.
Yeah.
And Beth is a guitar player.
They're great. Thank you for that was a great song. Let's hear. Okay, so now they have such great like original stuff, Terry.
Yes.
You sent a song, Sweet Dreams, which is a cover. Why? I'm just curious why they would cover. Maybe they like the song. I don't know. But that's interesting to me when a band with such good original music goes with a cover. Outside of a concert.
And it's odd because between the three of them, they have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 projects going.
Oh my gosh.
Almost all of it is original music. And I've seen Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets quite a few times. And it's rare they play covers, but I think it's one of those know your audience.
Okay.
So they recently did a fundraiser where they played quite a few more covers because they thought the audience would appreciate that more, could sing along. They even had kazoos.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they did a kazoo, like play-along song. So they know what's happening. They have figured out the art of getting the audience to go with you.
Well, it's fun, too, because when I saw Sweet Dreams, that's a famous song by the Eurythmics, and when it started out, and I'm like, I think that's the Eurythmics' Sweet Dream. But they had a cool arrangement with it, too. It sounds really good.
Yes.
So we will hear that song next from Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It is a bar band Friday night. Our friend Terry Barr is here. Check her out every Saturday night, almost every Saturday night, for Max Inc. Radio here on the network from 6 to midnight every Saturday. Do they still replay it on Sunday?
Yes.
Yes. So you got a lot of opportunities.
Same time.
That's so great. Okay, so if you haven't, obviously, check out Max Inc. Radio, but they will be, and they are featured this week? Is this?
They are in studio this
week. Oh, nice.
We are not back to the hour long where we get to talk to a band for an hour and they play six songs. They are going to be in studio for a half an hour. So we're testing Rocker's health.
Okay. Wow. Great band to
How
run
does his heart hold out for a half an hour of live music?
I have a feeling.
For people that don't know, he did have a heart attack earlier in the year. He is recovering remarkably well. Couldn't wait to get back to this. So they're in. They'll probably do two songs.
Okay.
And a half an hour tomorrow night.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. We're going to do a very quick break here. Dave on the stream says there is Norsky Nook, Conrad, in DeForest.
Yes. Yep.
So, and then Terry, our mutual pal, Craig Knitt says, hi, Terry. Hey, Pete, stop over.
And
then he says, hey, Pete, stop over at the Tarleton before you head home. Meet Bill Rabane. Oh, I wish I could tonight. Green Bay Film Festival happening right down the street, folks. Check it out this weekend.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
yes.
We will be right back with more of Bar Band Friday Night with our friend Terry Barr. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Mantner.
Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Conrad's dad weighing in on our pie question tonight. Steve from Florida says best Key Lime pie in Key West is Porky's in Marathon Key, 40 miles north of Key West. They were the first to claim the title back in the day. Steve continues, anyway, we are actually at a pie party. Get together tonight in our little community. Over 70 different pies at the party, very sugared. Out at this point, your dad's tripping on sugar right now, Conrad.
I am so jealous.
Terry, do you have a favorite kind of pie? Do you have a favorite kind of pie, Terry?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was like so into like Conrad and his parents.
You were it's thinking so of cool. 70 pies, yeah.
Oh my gosh, cheesecake.
Oh,
does that count as a pie?
I don't know. There's cake in the title, but it seems more pie-ish to me.
It does. The way it's made, it's always like in a circle.
Yeah. That's interesting. all right. So here we have a second song. This is the song. This is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio is here, as she often is on almost every Friday, pending vacation days. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Love the title. We heard Lean, and now we're going to hear Sweet Dreams.
Ooh.
Very exciting. Conrad, hit it, buddy.
Bop, 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 bop agree. Travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something.
Gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets. Man, do they sound good together, Terry.
Aren't they amazing? Yeah.
That's so great.
I'm so happy you enjoyed them. They are also playing the Mama Cares fundraising show in Madison.
Okay.
That's coming up March 30th. So we have been featuring bands playing that show. They are one of the bands. But by summer, they're going to be playing everywhere. They play a lot of vineyards.
Oh, okay. Hey, before I forget.
That seems to be a favorite spot. Outside, open air.
Yeah. Food. Before I forget, we have about a minute left. Maybe not even. So can we get a Bambi's plug in? I know that's coming up next week, right?
Yeah, I have a segment airing tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
Tomorrow night, he works with the Bambi's. The Bambi's are in the second year in the Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin area. That show, oh my gosh. Pete, it's grown to two nights. One night last year. For the first year, it's only the second year, two nights. March 19th and 20th at the Tarleton. Find it all on the Tarleton website. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun, so much great live music in Green Bay.
Absolutely love it. Thank you so much. As always, my friend, my Bar Band Friday night friend. Thank you, Terry. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys.
Love
Thank you
too.
To everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks to Terry. Thank you to Paul Vandenplaz, and all your texts and calls. Always fun here on a Friday night on Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, a good night, Wisconsin.
I'll sing it to your best friend's house. Mama Lee, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll sing it to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, and Flick's Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 120 million Americans on alert for severe weather outbreaks, violent tornadoes across the Midwest, and in the deep south, as a cross-country storm moves east, ABC's Matt Rivers.
Wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour, fueling out-of-control fires, walls of dust blinding drivers, and sending trucks flying in the Texas panhandle.
There it goes. There goes another one.
Multiple 18-wheelers north of Interstate 40 in Amarillo falling like dominoes.
With votes from 10 Democrats, the Senate passed a Republican-led spending bill Friday, hours before a government shutdown, sending it for President Trump's signature. Unfired, sources say some probationary federal workers at the General Services Administration who had been terminated by DOGE got notices on Friday that they are back on the payroll. Four astronauts blasted off on a SpaceX Dragon Friday. Two of them will be replacing the pair who've spent over 8 months on the International Space Station. This is ABC News. Sean Diddy Combs returned to federal court in New York City to enter another not guilty plea to new indictments that expand the scope of the charges against him. The defense also raising questions about the 2016 video that showed Combs punching his former girlfriend.
CNN first obtained that video and said it did not edit or manipulate the footage in any way, but the defense is raising questions about it. Of course, Combs has already issued an apology over the conduct depicted in the video and settled a lawsuit with Cassie. So it may be difficult to argue now that the video is somehow not exactly what it seems, but that's a defense strategy heading toward trial May 5th.
ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky. General Motors is recalling more than 90,000 vehicles because the transmission may become damaged and cause the front wheels to lock. Pope Francis remains in stable condition as he continues treatments for a bout with double pneumonia. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why I love somebody.
through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on